That's what the building construction industry still need to learn, how to take their buildings apart. That's why it's really important not only to use the materials, but also construct in a circular way to have the city of the future.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models. Welcome to the key talks of Circulace Summit 2024. Circulace is a leading circular economy network driving innovation and collaboration across industries. Before we start, I have an offer for you. If you're looking for an actionable one-pager of the following talk, sign up for the newsletter at www.circularity.fm.
My name is Matthias. I'm part of IPEA. We're part of Dresden Sommer, so I'm responsible for the Munich office. Some of you might know Michael Braungart. He's the founder 30 years ago. But I'm not here to talk about the business or what we exactly do. I'm talking about here. I'm going to use my 7 minutes to talk about a project. We're from the construction industry, a very traditional, biggest producer of waste and biggest use of resources worldwide. Very traditional, and it's hard to change even the mindset, but still here I have an example how it can work in practice. It's great to see so many different disciplines here, because that's exactly about what it is. It's not only, you know, one industry, but it's the circularity is across industrial thing. We're talking about this area here. It's around 350 buildings. It's an old military conversion near Heidelberg, and basically all of this is going to get, or most of it is going to get torn down. We have around 500,000 tons of material, and that's only just to show an eyedrop of what's actually out there, what's going to get deconstructed in the next decades. And the question was, what can we do with the existing materials? Can we build a new city? What can we do? So, and we're here to answer that question. It's a really long process because buildings, as you can see here, this is going to stand another 80 to 100 years before someone's going to take it apart and try to use the resources. So what's the first step? We set an inventory of buildings on a generic basis. So we use the urban mining screener, which we developed together with Madaster. So basically it's about, with little information, to get an idea of what you have in materials. So you don't even have to go in the buildings for first step, but this is also the basis when we talk about circularity on a city or on a national level. You need to know what's in your things, in your products. Then we actually went in there to take an inventory by ourselves. So someone counted how many slabs of concrete, how many faucets, for instance, and so forth. And also very important when we talk about old materials, we're talking about pollutants. We have a lot of pollutants still in our buildings, which we need to get rid of because we don't want them going in a circle. So the first step was to analyze what we have. We use simple information, which every city should have. They have it, but some are still on paper, which is quite a shame. But it takes a long time to change even the administration of cities. To collect this type of data, you need to know where the building is. You should know that. You need to know an area, a volume, for instance, and also the age of the building and a building type. So this shows an outtake of the PHV. So actually, this is more than 350 buildings because we also included some side buildings like garages and so forth. And here you get an idea of how much concrete. Half of it is concrete and around 5 to 6% is metals. So, and people understand when you turn metal into a circular economy, you can make money. But with other materials, you can make money. And not only the building industry, but all the other industries, they're here to make money. So that's unfortunate because otherwise you can't turn the circle. Then the step we're currently at is preparing for the dismantling and the recycling. So there are many different stages. So we know what materials we have, we know where they would go normally, and now we're trying to get these materials to have it, well, not running in a circle because it's quite difficult with those existing materials, but trying to upcycle them or recycle them in, at a higher level. So we're using not only life cycle costing, but also LCA, for instance, to calculate those different variants and to get an idea of how much does it cost more to use a higher level of, I just learned we shouldn't say recycling, but to use a higher level of circularity. So excuse me if I use the word recycling. And it's important. That's why we need the industry, because we're not here to give away, you know, or one faucet at a time or one toilet. That's a good thing, but that doesn't solve the problem. So we're working together with industry to take back the materials and make new materials. So first, a lot of industry asks, oh yeah, you're crazy, this is not going to work. But it works for different materials. Good to see Evonik here. So we had a project a couple of years ago to work for new construction materials, but that's how it should work in the end. It's the way with working together with industry, with product manufacturers to get new ideas. For example, recycling concrete is very easy. It's been done for thousands of years, but it's just like a legislative problem and many other reasons why you can't do it for a lot of people. The next step is actually to take it apart, to dismantle the whole area. And we have some examples. This is from the World Trade Center in Brussels. There was two high-rise buildings, and the good thing was everything was the same, or each story was the same. So this is how urban mining worked in practice. So for instance, the tiles were reused in the same project. It was an inner city, so there was problems about logistics. For instance, you have to store the material, you need the space, you need to organize the logistics. Other materials was used in different projects, and some of the materials actually went back to manufacturers to make new materials. And that's a good example of how things work. So, and actually, it did work. Germany is a bit slower when it comes to getting the thing going. Yeah, there are many reasons. I don't want to go into details for that. But what's also important, it's a question of what to do with the new construction, because we found out that not the material you have is not enough to construct the new city, and you need different types of material. The building codes changed, for instance, and we have a lot of pollution materials, so it reduces the amount of materials you have. So basically, the new construction should be in a circular way. For example, we document the materials we have to learn from the past how not to do it. It's always a good idea. Before you had the example of BMW, they learn how to take cars apart, and that's what the building construction industry needs to learn, how to take their buildings apart. That's why it's really important not only to use the materials, but also construct in a circular way to have the city of the future. Okay.
Matthias, one question to inspire the founders in the room. Given that you see so much from the construction industry, where do you see, and I know this is a big question, where do you see the biggest room for innovation? Where would you like to see innovation but don't see it quite yet?
You mean industry-wise or...
Absolutely.
Part there. Well, the digital part, for one, is also quite important because you need a lot of data. It's not manageable by hand, and a lot of projects are still, you know, on paper. For example, documenting the materials, which is, yeah, it's a bit far behind.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Matthias.
Thank you so much.
This was one out of 8 episodes from Circulate Summit 2024 in Munich, Germany. If you want to get the actionable one-pager from this talk, sign up to the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.